Welcome to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm Paige Estrattori, and today, on behalf of Financial Services Online, we bring you the latest industry stories from Australia, fresh off the press from Wednesday, April 16, 2025. We kick off with regulatory headlines. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, also known as ASIC, has found itself involved in a legal battle with Hollard Insurance. The case stems from Hollard's handling of a storm damage claim lodged by a couple from regional Victoria back in October 2021. It took the company an exhaustive 3.5 years to settle the claim, during which the couple's house deteriorated to the point of uninhabitability. The commission alleges that the unacceptable delays and Hollard's oscillating stand contributed to the damage extent. The dispute ended with Hollard settling over $1.5 million in damages. ASIC's legal action underscores the critical importance of timely and fair handling of insurance claims, a message to all insurers operating within the Australian market. In the job sector, renowned Australian insurer Suncorp is planning to reduce its workforce, cutting 30 out of 70 positions from its motor claims assessing team. This decision, reportedly to boost efficiency, comes concurrently with the intention to offshore some functions. However, the finance sector union has raised concerns over the brief consultation period, offshoring rationale, and overall job security. In the face of rising claims costs and ongoing industry restructuring, all eyes are on Suncorp's strategic directions. Simultaneously, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, has underscored the importance of honesty in declaration while seeking insurance. A trucking firm found itself in hot water after providing misleading information on their operational and insurance history, including the operational radius of their vehicle. AFCA backed the insurer's decision to deny coverage, emphasizing the criticality of truthful and accurate disclosures during insurance applications. Finally, in the sporting world, Gowgates has scored a 2-year partnership extension with Football New South Wales. This partnership will continue to provide comprehensive coverage to players, clubs, and administrators in the football world. Gowgates's deep understanding of the sporting sector and dedication to service were salient factors in securing this extension. That's all for this week's Insurance News Wrap. I'm Paige Estrattori, presenting on behalf of Financial Services Online, your one-stop platform for personal and business insurance. For more details on these stories, please visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. See you again next week for more industry updates. Stay safe, Australia.